Yesterday, we were discussing the language of the Gemara. The language of the Gemara uses the word derech, and it used the word shalosh, right? Shalosh being lost in the cave, and the reason why shalosh in the feminine was used was because of the word derech. Now, the Gemara is going to question that particular assumption, so we're picking it up from Beis on the Beis, the second wide line. Right, the second wide line on base of the base. Asks the Gemara, my time of Tani Shalosh, why did it say Shalosh in the feminine? The Gemara says, Mishum Drachim, because of the word Derech, if you recall from yesterday. Says the Gemara, we had an easy solution to this problem. I don't know why it's a problem, Rashi will point out that in a moment. Nisne Dvarim. It should have just said Dvarim. And had it said Dvarim, things, then Vinisne Shlosha. It could have said Shlosha in the masculine. I mean, the whole reason why it said it in the feminine was because of Derech. But who said it had to use the term Derech? It could have used the word Dover. And Rashi tells us that that's the normal way, apparently. Keep working the Gemara. That's the normal way the Gemara would speak, and apparently that would be the way we should have spoken here. So the Gemara is now going to explain why did we use the word Derech. It's going to give two answers. Yeah.
Didn't we say in regard to Isha anyway?
You mean the Derech, the Isha, but that's Derech. Derech means has two connotations. Right. Derech could either be masculine or feminine.
I don't know what, yeah.
Correct. But Dover would have to be masculine.
Even if the
correct. Correct. Says the Gemara, Mishum Dekabayla Mishnei, because one of the ways in which Kiddushin becomes effective is through Bia, through relations. Ubia Ikre Derech, and Bia is called Derech. Relations is referred to as Derech. How do I know that? Because it's obvious. It's the Pasuk in Mishlei. Dichtiv, because it says in the Pasuk in Mishlei, V'derech Gever Da'alama, the way of a man with a maiden, meaning in relations. Cain, similarly, in the next Pasuk, Derech Isha Min Ha'Efet. So too, this is the way of a woman who commits adultery. The Pasuk continues, she wipes her face clean. That's a euphemism for her private area. That's the way of a woman. So there you see the word derech vis-a-vis relations. Okay, but we know there are how many ways that to do kiddushin? There are three. Derech works for bia. Ha tenach bia. So that works for bia. But kesef l'shtar, money in a contract. Ma'ik l'meimer, why does it say derech? It should have said dover. Says the Gemara Mishum bia, because of bia. So bia trumps somehow shtar and kesef. Says the Gemara, v'tani tarti atu chada. We should learn two over one, meaning shtar and kesef both could have had the word dover. So the Mishnah should have read ha'isha nichnas b'shalosh dvarim, because of what? Because of kesef and shtar, which should have trumped bia. Says the Gemara, no, hani nami dorach bia ninu. Shtar and kesef, contracts and money, they're only there to move on to the next stage of bia. And therefore, since the whole point of shtar and kesef is to get to bia, therefore the Mishnah uses the term derech, because bia connotates derech. That's one answer on the board. A second answer on the board is not talking specifically about bia, but rather the word derech is used because of it's the direction in which it's headed. And let me explain what that means right now based on this Gemara. If you want, I'll tell you how money, who was our Mishnah like, Reb Shimon, he is like the Hale Gitan, Reb Shimon, this time we learned in a bright, Reb Shimon Omer, Reb Shimon says, why does the Torah tell us, ki yikach ish isha, a man takes a woman, the Lok, even it doesn't say, ki ki lokech isha l'ish, when a woman is taken by a man. Now why would it have been better to write when a woman is taken by a man? Because if you say, a man takes a woman, Rashi points out, that appears that a woman could even be taken against her will. Kiti lakech isha l'ish means the woman is much more involved in the relationship. So it would have made more sense to say kiti lakech isha l'ish. So why does it say kiyikach ish isha, says the Gemara Mibnesha Darko? I'm emphasizing the word Darko here because that's the key word here of Derek. It's the normal way. Shall ish lachzer ala isha. It's the way for a man to chase a woman. That's why the man pays for dates. The ain't Darko shall ish lachzer ala isha. It's not the way for a woman to chase a man. A woman plays hard to get. Marshal La'adam, what's the marshal? It's a comparison. La'adam sh'avda lo'aveda, to a man who lost an object. Michos Rami, who chases who? The man, right? The person who lost the object chases the object, not the object chasing the man. Ba'aveda, the person who lost the object, not the aveda, also goes after the lost object. Okay. So, just one little halacha that comes out of this is the following. You know, if you purchase something very beautiful, you make a shechianu. When a man marries a woman, there's no shechianu. Why not? because it's not that you're purchasing something new. You're not purchasing something new. You're finding a lost object that you had all the way back to the time of my liberation.
Okay.
Anyway, but you see from here, what do we see from here? That the word derech is used because it's the way of a man to go after a woman. And that's why the term derech is used.
Okay.
That's number one. Ask the Gemara, okay, so very nice. You know how you use derech in our Mishnah. But remember there was another brice out there about a zav, that there were seven ways to check if the emission was that of a zav? Aye, why did you use the word derech? Ever had this non, but it says in another Mishnah, Bezayin, Derech, and Boskin, as a zav. There are seven ways in which we check a zav to see if he really was a zav. Lifnei, let it say Dvarim. It should say B'sheva Dvarim. It should say seven ways in which we check, says the Gemara. Hasim HaKamash Malan, there is coming to tell me the following. Didarka, Dimichla, Yesera, Lasile, Deziva. It's the way in which we eat extra. That leads to those additional emissions. Vidarka Dimishli Yesera, Lasile, Deziva. And it's also if we drink a lot extra, that is going to lead to that of emissions. And therefore, it's a derech to tell us that there are ways in which it could happen that it could lead to ziva. Okay, so that's the second time we have the word derech. And now the Gemara is going to continue questioning for the next amid why we use derech over davar. Let me give you a little bit of introduction for this next thing. There are a number of different halachas vis-a-vis fruit and vegetables. Okay, you should eat them. Okay, that's a public service announcement for your mothers. But first of all, there is something called orla. Orla means the first 3 years of a tree and not of a vegetable. It's illegal to eat the fruits of the tree. Then there's something called netoravai, which is in the fourth year of those new planted fruit trees. You can't eat from the fruits unless you redeem them. That's netoravai. There's also that of Shemitah, which is this year, which means in the seventh year that if something grows, you can't eat it. There's also something called maaser. Let me explain to you about maaser. Maaser, we all know that you have to separate one, you know, you have to separate for the lady. But there's also something called maaser sheni on the one hand versus maaser ani. It's a seven-year cycle. In years one and two, you have to give maaser sheni. That means you have to take your, you know, one-tenth of your stuff and bring it to Yerushalayim, or you could redeem it and bring the money to Yerushalayim. You have options. But in years, that's years one, two, four, and five. In years three and six, you have to go, you have to give maaser ani. And that's giving your maaser to the poor people in your neighborhood. Save your trip. Anyway, so the question is, how do we determine what year it's in? There are two options. One is called Batr Chanata. Chanata is when the small fruits come out, followed by the larger fruits. Some people use some ripen, but smaller fruits, the beginning of the smaller fruits is like a little bit before ripens. And then there's called Batr Lakita, which is after you gather it. Okay, so how do we determine? So now, based on all of that information, let's learn, and then we'll plug it in as we go. Lahadis Nan, it says the following, an etrog, which grows on a tree, shavah le'ilan begimel drachim. It's comparable to an ilan, to a tree, in three ways. What way is an etrog, a citron, compared to somebody I was once in Israel, and he said, I was buying an etrog, and he says, echom etrog be'anglit. So I said, etrog? You know, nobody uses the term citron. Anyway, so you're buying an etrog. An etrog is comparable to a tree fruit three different ways. Number one, if you look at Rashi, Rashi tells us over here, it's comparable to a tree vis-a-vis orla, that we go basa chanata when the small fruit comes out. It's comparable when it comes to netaravai, which will explain what that was before. And it's also comparable vis-a-vis shmita, that you cannot eat, obviously, there are different halachas of fruits that grow shmita versus that don't grow shmita, but how do we evaluate if it was a shmita fruit? That is basar chanata. So there are three different ways it goes, follows the fruit. But, uliyarech, the derech echad. But it goes after it goes, vahadis on esrach shavah le'ilan begimel drachim, lifnei dvarim, says the Gemara, say dvarim as opposed to drachim. Wait, says the Gemara, mishum deba'inan masnisen seifa, because the Mishnah needs to tell us the seifa. What's in the second half of the Mishnah? Uliyarech, the derech echad. The esrog is comparable to a vegetable in one way. What way is an esrog comparable to a vegetable? That's vis-a-vis the meister that you separate. That we go basar lakita when you gather it for a vegetable, similarly by an esrog. That we want to evaluate as to which meister to give, meister sheni or meister ani, in that third year or sixth year. How do we determine what year the esrog is in? We have to look to see when it's gathered and not when the small fruit comes out. So therefore, the Gemara says, now back to our point of our whole Gemara, that's why the Mishnah over there uses the term derech, because it wants to say that it grows comparably, it grows, which is a path similar to that of a vegetable. Okay, so therefore, since in the Seifa, it has to say derech, uliyarek v'derech echad, Seifa nami, so ask the Gemara. The Seifa could have said dover also. The reason why Reisha says Derech is because in the second half it says Derech. Okay, Shlayach, in the second half it should have said Davros also. It should have said that it's comparable, one thing is comparable between it, as opposed to one way, and Esrog is comparable to a vegetable. Says the Gemara, turning over to Gimel and Aleph, Hasam over there, by the Esrog, HaKamashma is coming to teach us an additional Chiddush. What's the additional Chiddush? The Darcheh, the Esrog, Kiyarek. That's the way, the nature in which an Esrog grows is comparable to a vegetable. And therefore, the gathering up is Koveya vis-a-vis the Meiser, and not the Chanotter. How so? Ma Yarek Darko Ligadel Al Kol Mayim, just like a vegetable grows with water, namely that the rain itself is not enough to make the vegetable grow. I have to actually irrigate it and water it. Bishas l'kitaso ishuro, therefore, the time I gather it is when the meiser is collected, meaning in terms of evaluating the meiser sheni and the meiser ani, as esrog. So too, when it comes to an esrog, darko ligadel al kol mayim, it's the way for it to grow on all water, meaning that it takes additional water, not just the water of the rain. Bishas l'kitaso, therefore the kitaso, the time you gather it, is the time we go after the Maisa, Isuro. Okay, now, the Mishnah continues, the Gemara continues by asking more questions. There's something called a koi. A koi is a funny animal. Namely, we don't know if it's a behem or a chayah. It's a something behem or something chayah. Therefore, in some ways, it's going to be comparable to a chayah. In some ways, it's going to be compared to a behem. A behem is more of a domesticated animal. A chayah is more of a wild animal. Okay, ask the Gemara. Vaz is fine, but it says koi. Yeshbo drachim. There's the key word again. Again, remember, we're always, even though there's a complication, we have to understand a lot of ideas here. You have to remember to tie it back into our Gemara, in our context. And why is it being brought up here? And we want to know, why does the Mishnah over there use the word derech and not dover? Why does it say way and not thing? Koi yeshbo drachim shavu l'chaya. There are ways in which it is comparable to a chaya. How is it comparable to a chaya? Rashi says because it requires kisrei dam, it requires to cover the blood of the chaya. On the other hand, the Gemara continues, V'yeshba drachim shavu l'behem. So there are ways in which it's comparable to behem, and Rashi says that the chelev, the fats, are osur. V'yeshba drachim, there are ways shavu l'chaya ulu behemah. There are ways in which the koi is comparable to both the chaya and the behemah, namely that it requires shechita. V'yeshba dvarim she'enu shavu lo l'chaya v'lo l'behemah. And there are ways in which it's not comparable, not to a chaya nor a behemah, namely that you cannot take this koi and grafted or made it with a chai or a behemoth because it's neither one of those. So ask the Mishnah, Nisnei Dvarim, why does it say there are ways in which it's comparable? Say Dvarim, Arba Dvarim, not say Drachim. Says, and now the Gemara continues with questions. Now we're not even answering it. Vitzu, for those of you who are seniors here, which is nobody, you should remember this when you're a freshman. Oh, you remember this? Maybe if you're a divorce, tell me if you remember. There's a halacha. When you bring a guest from Chutzlar to Eretz Yisrael, you must say to a woman there, the shaliach must say, b'fanai nechtav, b'fanai nechtam. In front of me, it was written, in front of me, it was signed. And there are two reasons the Gemara gives. Number one, because it's very hard to find Adam and Eretz Yisrael who knew about this. Get in this way, you can mekayim, you can sustain the contract by just saying those words. Or, because they weren't experts in signing it lishma, outside of Eretz Yisrael. And this way, by saying, b'fanai nechtav, b'fanai nechtam, it was like a code word in order for them to us to know that it was. It was done properly. Okay, 2008, the two hugs man. Zu achat. This is one of the ways, miradrachim, sheshavu gitei nashim, l'shechurei avada. That the get of an evit, that the get, giving the divorce bill to a woman, is similar to that of freeing a slave. There's a lot of comparisons between the two. Here, too, there's a comparison, only in that derech, in that way. Ask the Gemara again, nisnei dvarim, say dvarim. And the Gemara doesn't give an answer. So now the Gemara has all these questions. Why does it say Dover and not why does it say Derech and not Dover? And instead of giving individual answers per question, it's going to give one fundamental idea that's going to answer all the questions. So the Gemara answers. Ella says the Gemara kol echadikapluso. At any time there's a machlokas tani drachim. Then we're going to say the word Derech, and I'm going to show you what all the machlokas are in a second. What the arguments are, so to speak. The kol echadikapluso. But if it's smooth and there's nobody who argues, therefore Tani Dvarim. Therefore we say Dvarim. So what are all the arguments? So let's review. When it comes to Shlosha Dvarim, I'm sorry, when our Mishnah says, Aisha Hithnes B'Shlosha Drachim, there's only three ways. We're going to see tomorrow, or maybe at the end of the day today, that other people argue and say, no, Chuppah should work for Kiddushin as well. When it came to Zav, we say, Dafka these seven ways, and there are no other ways to check out a Zava. As you look at Rashi, he explains that over there as well. He goes through them, that there are seven ways and nothing else. These onsen, these accidents and no other. Similarly, but when it comes to Gittin, these ways are similar, and there are other ways where the divorce bill and a bill of freeing a slave are dissimilar. So, and finally, because of, and there's like one big one, for example, if I send a get along with Reuven to divorce somebody's wife, you could cut them off and say, nullify the get. But you can't do that to nullify the slave. Why not? Because Rashi points out that the principle called Zachin La'agim Shalom Lefanim. I can marry for somebody. It's always better for a woman to be married, but it's always better for a slave to be free. So wherever there is machlokas, we use the term derech. Wherever there's no machlokas, we don't use the term derech. And now the Gemara brings a beautiful proof. Dekanami bring a proof as well. Diktani Seifa, because it says in the Seifa, Reb Lezer Omer, Esok Shavu Le'ilan, Lechol what? Davar. They're comparable in all ways. So since there's no proof, so what words did the Gemara use? Davar and not derech. Whenever there's no machlokas, the Gemara uses the term davar, and therefore Shema Mino, we see that that is in fact correct. Whenever there is a machlokas, the term is used derech. If there is no machlokas, we use the term davar. Okay, let's continue a little bit further. Minyana derech lemute mai. Now you should know this. Many, many mitzvahs start with a number. It's very interesting. But here the number seems to be there are three ways you can mekadesh an isha. The implication is there are three ways. That means somebody else out there in the world thinks there is a fourth, and we're saying no siree, that it's not going to work. So minyana derech lemute mai. What is that coming to exclude? Says the Gemara, and also minyana derech lemute mai. It says there are two ways a woman could go free from her husband. So those two ways and no other way. So what is it trying to exclude? So now the Gemara answers. Minyana derech lemute chuppah. The number three says chuppah does not work for kiddushin. But not everybody agrees to that. Rav Huna says chuppah does work for kiddushin. Rav Huna has got a beautiful proof. He says kesef cannot close. It can't do nisuin, which is the second stage of marriage, and chuppah can. So if chuppah can do nisuin and kesef can't, then kesef, which could do kiddushin, surely chuppah could do kiddushin. So that's Rav Huna. So according to Rav Huna, now the Gemara then says, okay, good. So there are three ways to do kiddushin. Why is that coming to exclude? It's coming to exclude chuppah. Uli Rav Huna, I'm a chuppah kone, but according to Rav Huna, who says we don't exclude chuppah, and chuppah can work for kiddushin. Mikona mikava chomer, lemute mai. What is the number in the ratio coming to exclude? Says the Gemara, lemute chalipin, to tell us that chalipin will not be affected. What is chalipin? Chalipin, you know, you ever go to rabbis to sell your chametz and they pick up the piece of paper? It's a symbolic act which is a ma'aseh kin. So traditionally, chalipin works. For example, kasal kadayit kamina, I would have thought, why should chalipin work for kiddushin? Since I learned Xer Shava, from purchasing the fields of Ephraim, that purchasing the fields of Ephraim, we have one way of doing kinyan similarly, by kesef, that would work for kiddushin. So I might extend that Xer Shava and say the following. Just like chalipin can work to purchase a field, this mechanism where I pick up a piece of paper, the symbolic act of kinyan, could work for kinyan of a field, so too it could work for kiddushin. So I have that habamina. Kisha, you say afon. Ma, sadeh, machne, bechalipin, just like a field could be purchased through chalipin. Af ishanami, machne, bechalipin. So too a woman could also be acquired through the mechanism of chalipin. Kamash Malan, it comes to tell me that chalipin does not work to mekadesh an isha. Says the Gemara, that's a greater shavu that should work. Why do you reject it? Beimar kanami, let's say it works as well. Says the Gemara, chalipin is new b'pachas mishav apruta. Chalipin works less than a pruta. The isha b'pachas mishav apruta, but a woman less than a pruta. The Gemara is turning over to Gimel on the base. Lo makne nafse. She cannot be purchased. Why not? Rashi, we'll go to Rashi.Tosfos, you learn that this year, the Gnai Hula. Ah, it's tarnished! For a woman, very valuable to purchase her for less than a pruta. That's tarnished! That's not nice at all. So therefore, the Gemara concludes that chalipin would not work. And therefore, if you go back to our Mishnah, our Mishnah says there are three ways of acquiring a woman through kiddushin. That's coming to exclude, the Gemara says, initially chuppah, but according to Rav Huna, what is it coming to exclude? It's coming to exclude the concept of chalipin. So today we learned some nice things about derech versus davar. The reason why we say the word derech is if there's plutza, by davar there's no plutza. And then finally we said the reason in the Mishnah, we have three reasons, three ways of acquiring kiddushin, and that is only going to be three, because that's coming to exclude either chuppah or chalipin. Have a wonderful day.